The graveyard reminded him of the cemetery up north, near Festus, where his mother was buried with the rest of the Dancer family. She'd been gone 15 years now. In some days, Dancer had trouble remembering what she looked like. Across from the Baptist church, A1 Auto Parts blanketed the landscape with acres of junked automobiles. His father's Buick was out there somewhere. Walt Stonemason had been a whiskey runner for Cecil Danforth. He knew every back road and trail in southern Missouri, and there wasn't a revenue agent in the state who could catch him. At his father's funeral, Cecil told Dancer that Walt was the best damn whiskey runner he ever had. Dancer wanted to ask Cecil, if his dad was so damn good, how'd he manage to run that Roadmaster smack into a walnut tree with no one chasing him? But Dancer knew better than to ask Cecil those kinds of questions. They turned north onto Highway 60, and the 39 Chevy coughed and bucked as he shifted into third. As he cruised north, Dancer's fingers glided over the smooth cowhide of the baseball as he read the seams and adjusted his grip from fastball to curveball to changeup. He had a hand built for pitching, a pancake-sized palm and long tapered fingers that hid the ball from the batter for that extra heartbeat. It was the Saturday before Labor Day, and Dancer's team, the Rolla Rebels, was hosting the Joplin Miners. Rolla was only an hour's drive from Maple Springs, but Dancer had his family on the road early. This was going to be a special game. Not for his team. The Rebels were in third place going nowhere. But because today would be Clayton's first baseball game. The first time he'd see his dad pitch. Dancer was 8 when his mom got sick. He went to live with Cecil's brother, Clem, and his wife, Ruthie. They had 9 kids, so one more didn't matter much. One day in late May, his dad showed up at the schoolhouse and told Dancer they were going up to St. Louis to see the Cardinals play. The Cardinals stadium was packed with more people than Dancer had seen in his whole life. They sat in the upper deck behind home plate. Dizzy Dean pitched for the Cardinals, and the crowd cheered madly every time he took the mound. In his last at bat, he hit a foul ball that was headed straight for Dancer. He stood and cupped his hands to catch it, but at the last moment, the man in front of him leaped up to catch the ball. It splatted against his palms, and the man yelped as the baseball rolled into the aisle. The usher retrieved the ball and handed it to Dancer. Dancer fell asleep on the ride home. He woke up when his father stopped the car in front of Grandpa Dancer's house. His father told him that his mother had passed, but Dancer already knew. The hot towel Missouri heat, which had suffocated them through July and August, had finally retreated to Arkansas. A few wispy clouds hung on the horizon, and the air was light and fresh. Dee's head lolled backwards, her eyes closed as she let the cool wind from the open window billow her white cotton dress. She only wore that dress to church and on special occasions. It didn't get much use. Her short blonde hair, which wrapped around her ears and curled down the nape of her neck, was still damp from her morning shower. As Dancer had attempted to shave, she flung open the shower curtain and wiggled her ass, letting the hot water pelt her breasts. "Soap me up, honey. Do my back," she said. "You're getting water on the floor," Dancer said. She glanced over her shoulder at him. "If I squint really hard, you look just like Gary Cooper." "He's taller. Close the curtain." Water was pooling on the floor. Dancer took the washcloth and soaped her back and her little butt. As he brought his hand up between her legs, she reached around and slipped her hand into his boxer shorts. "Come on in. The water's fine," she said. Dee knew he couldn't fool around on game day, but she didn't care. She could never get enough. And now they had a problem. Traffic was light, and Dancer had the Chevy cruising along at close to 60. Beside him, Clayton pressed his foot down on a phantom gas pedal, and his sputtering engine revved into a high-pitched whine.